These last few questions are from an extremely talented erotic audio producer, Bruised Shins. You should go check him out if you're interested in male voices, because... okay, what is the first album you ever bought? Middle school, I bought Gwen Stefani's Love Angel Music Baby. And that featured What You Waiting For, Rich Girl, Holla Back Girl. You know, the shit is bananas. Bubble Pop Electric. It's got so many good ones on there. And honestly, I'm glad I didn't get in as much trouble for listening to it. Probably because I had my Walkman. so I could listen to it myself, and my parents didn't hear me listening to songs that go, "Tonight I'm gonna give you all my love in the backseat. Gonna speed it down and slow it up in the backseat." Oh, shit. I definitely spent about, I got 20 bucks to go to the mall with, and I bought Love Angel Music Baby. Do you have certain songs that you play when you're trying to get in a certain move, like driving, housework, studying, sex? In short, yes. In long, yes. I'll start with studying. I honestly wish the 24-hour lo-fi radio to study slash sleep slash relax slash chill to was a thing earlier in my life. Because that really would have helped me in, like, high school and early college. But usually when I'm studying, I opt for, jazz. I was raised, listening to jazz with my mom. So Miles Davis, Herbie Hancock, John Coltrane and Johnny Hartman, some Gershwin, that kind of stuff. Really, really helps me kind of soothe my mind and not get too stressed over whatever I need to study for. Granted, I haven't studied in a long time. Maybe that's why I don't listen to as much jazz nowadays. A song that gets me in a certain mood for housework. Just anything that's really upbeat, things I can blast on my speakers. That's the only way I do any kind of housework. Chores, I have to be blasting music. Nothing would get done otherwise. Some specifics as of late would be Spaceman by Fitz and the Tantrums, Trouble's Coming by Royal Blood, Golden Touch by Jackson Gamble. Oh, and Crescendals by Daft Punk. Long as I got those heavy beats going, I can accomplish anything. A song that I play to get in the mood of driving, probably Pendulum. That's a band. Any Pendulum song makes me feel like I'm in a Fast and Furious movie, but of course I'm staying in the speed limit. A song that I've really been loving driving to has been In Over My Head by Grandson. The Prodigy. Yeah, the same Prodigy that did Breathe and Twisted Firestarter. I love things that can bump my bass. That's really what I have been getting really into lately, is just things that really pack a punch. In electronic music, like Savant, Madion. I'll even pop on some Deadmau5 and Skrillex now and then just to remind me of how fucking wild college was. And last but certainly not least, music to play when I'm trying to get in the mood for sex. A song I've been listening to lately, actually, to get me in the mood for recording, feeling really sexy, is called Goddess by Gyra Burns. Because I'm a goddess, I'm fucking flawless. Let's not be modest, cause if you fuck with me, I might just change your life. Yeah, that kind of stuff. I have a whole playlist of Feeling Myself music that includes Last Laugh by Fletcher, How to Be a Heartbreaker by Marina and the Diamonds, Forever by the Veronicas, Bad Girls by M.I.A., of course, Feeling Myself by Beyoncé and Nicki Minaj. But for sex in person, something that has been really turning me on has been Tear You Apart by She Wants Revenge. Every time I hear that song, it's, oh my god, my heart is fluttering just even hearing it in my head. That really, really gets to me. Sorry about the clicking sounds. I'm going through my playlist to make sure I don't neglect anything. Them Changes by Thundercat, On the Level by Mac DeMarco, and Lebanese Blonde by Thievery Corporation. All of those songs I just mentioned absolutely just kick me into gear. I'm just ready for the sex. I didn't know what else to say. That was really stupid. Anyway, yeah.